Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The Lord God of Israel commanded the Israelites to utterly destroy those heathen nations or tribes that lived in Palestine at the time the nation had been liberated from Egyptian bondage. Israel was assured of victory if they obeyed the voice of the Lord. Moses gave Israel these words from God Almighty. And when the Lord your God shall deliver them before you, you shall smite them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor shall you show mercy unto them. Deuteronomy 7, 1 and 2. God demanded that his people remain separate from the heathen nations. He said to them through Moses, neither shall you make marriages with them. Your daughters shall you not give unto his son, nor his daughters shall you take unto your son. Deuteronomy 7, 3. As all of us would surely surmise, there were many beautiful women and handsome men among the heathen nations in Palestine. It would have been natural for Israelite young people to be attracted to the ones of marriageable age among the Hittites, the Canaanites, and other pagan nations. But God strictly forbade the Israelites to marry the heathen people. He explains his reasons. For they will turn away your son from following me, that they may serve other gods. So will the anger of the Lord be kindled against you and destroy you suddenly. Deuteronomy 7, 4. We do not know how many of the Israelites violated God's restrictions regarding marrying among the heathen, but we do know some notable examples. King Ahab, one of the wickedest men who ever lived, married Jezebel, a Baal worshiper. Jezebel probably introduced Baal worship among the Israelites. Please listen to what the inspired record says about King Ahab. And Ahab the son of Omri did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that came before him. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. 1 Kings 16, 30 and 31. King Solomon is the best known example of an Israelite who behaved stupidly by marrying women from the heathen nations. The author of 1 Kings tells us what happened. But King Solomon loved many foreign women, together with the daughter of Pharaoh, women of the Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Zidonians, and Hittites, of the nations concerning which the Lord said, you shall not go into them, neither shall they come unto you, for surely they will turn away your heart after their gods. Solomon held fast to these in love. And he had 700 wives, princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. For it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods. And his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. 1 Kings 11, 1-4. If a man as wise as Solomon could not remain faithful while married to wives who were idol worshippers, how do the rest of us think we can? God warned the Israelites through Joshua, take good heed, therefore, unto yourselves, that you love the Lord your God. Else if you do in any wise go back, and cleave unto the remnant of those nations, even these that remain among you, you shall make marriages with them, and go in unto them, and they do to you. Know for a certainty that the Lord your God will no more drive out any of these nations from before you. And they shall be snares and traps unto you, and scourges in your sides, and thorns in your eyes, until you perish from off this good land which the Lord your God has given you. Joshua 23:11-13. The lesson our young people should learn from these Old Testament passages is very clear. Marry only someone who shares your religious convictions and devotion. If you marry someone whose faith in God is very different from yours, you will likely have very serious conflicts. Your marriage will likely end in divorce. Thank you for listening today.